online at mychasm.com.
It is 7 o'clock, and it is time for our Brandi Rostine with the Dick Putt Show.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. Our show tonight brought to you by Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance, over in Cold Spring. Sox Center Herald and the Star Post, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Kramer Lumber, Melrose and Sox Center, Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, The Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Halfley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, The West Side Liquor in Way Park. Dick Putt Show also brought to you by Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Services of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, Willem Bringdahl, Wilken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Wells, Oakmont Capital Services, Joel Schneider Service, Albany, Albany and Richmond, A&W, and Luxembourg Feed Service. They bring us our Dick Putt Show every Sunday night here on KASM. Just a reminder again, we do archive the Dick Putt Show on our webpage, mychasm.com, mychasm.com. So Joyce is recording it tonight, and Kirby will upload it tomorrow to our webpage, and it'll be available for you. Just click the sports tab on top of the homepage. You get a drop-down box with the Dick Putt Show's archived there. All right, and a reminder, too, coming up in our last segment of the Dick Putt Show, we'll announce where our next Chasm Game of the Week will be at here on KASM Radio. All right, we're going to get into some exhibition games and some tournament games for you in our first segment on Friday night, Kimball over at Dasa Cokato, and Kimball defeats Dasa Cokato 8-4. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Kimball, 4 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for Dasa Cokato. Nathan Service on the mound for Kimball Friday night, relayed by Clay Faber in the 5th. He'll get the win. Noah Young in the 7th and Brooks Marquardt in the 9th. The catcher was Cade Marquardt. For Dasa Cokato, Jake Hendrickson starts, taking the loss, relayed by Jim Althoff in the 4th, Jace Otthoff in the 6th, Paul Jacobson in the 7th, Noah Hellinen in the 8th, and the catcher Colin Crick. Highlights for Kimball on Friday night. Austin Rooley, 2-for-4. Cade Marquardt was 3-for-4 with a double. Ben Johnson, 2-for-3, and Brian Marquardt had a double. For Dasa Cokato, Friday night, Jim Althoff, 2-for-4. Tyler Brandel was 2-for-5 with a double. Noah Halonen was 2-for-4 with a double. Michael Leffler, 3-for-5, and Gus Flick had a double. A final on Friday night had Kimball defeating Dasa Cokato, 8-4. El Rosa was at Regal on Friday night, and Regal defeats El Rosa 8-7. Another walk-off for Regal. 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Eagles. 7 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors for the El Rosa Saints. Gabe Roman on the mound for Regal on Friday night, relieved by Kai Schneider in the 6th. Luke Knutson in the 8th. Brandon Carlson in the 9th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Derek Dangerud. For El Rosa, Riley Meyer starts, relieved by Torrey Johnson in the 7th, Luke Dingman in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for Regal on Friday night, Aiden Andreessen, 2-for-3 with 2 doubles, and Kai Schneider had a double. For El Rosa, Casey Lenars was 2-for-4, Peyton Winter, 2-for-3 with a triple, and Wyatt Stephenson had a triple. A final on Friday night had Regal defeating El Rosa 8-7. And then on Saturday, it was Eden Valley traveling to Regal, and Regal defeats Eden Valley by a score of 12-10. 12 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for Regal, 10 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Eden Valley. Connor Roloff on the mound for Regal starts the ball game, relieved by Brandon Carlson in the 3rd. He'll get the win. Jordan Wozmik in the 7th, Grant Paprath in the 9th, and the catcher was Derek Dangerud. For Eden Valley, Herman Solomon starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jordan Abbott in the 2nd, Gabe Schmidt in the 7th, and the catcher, Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for Regal on Saturday night, Nathan Meyer One for one, he had a home run in the first. Kai Schneider was 3 for 3 with two doubles. Shane Rademacher, 4 for 5 in the ballgame. Shane had two doubles, and Luke Knutson was 2 for 4. For Eden Valley, Carson Schmaltz was 2 for 5, and Jordan Kelm, 2 for 6. Final on Saturday in exhibition play, Regal, 12, Eden Valley, 10. And the Stearns County Baseball Classic going on this weekend over in St. Martin and Lake Henry. We had the opportunity to broadcast the first ball game of this tournament. That was Lake Henry at St. Martin on Friday night, and that saw St. Martin defeat Lake Henry 4-0. We'll get those scores and highlights in the Stearns County segment of the Dick Putt Show. But other games taking place this weekend on Saturday in St. Martin, the Cold Spring Springers defeated St. Wendell 6-4. And then it was the Cold Spring Springers over the Cold Spring Rockies 8-2. And the final game on Saturday in St. Martin had St. Martin defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 6-3. Saturday ball games over in Lake Henry. Sobieski defeated Painesville 11-1. And then it was Painesville over Lake Henry 9-2. Starbuck defeated St. Wendell 5-4. And Starbuck, in their second game on Saturday, defeated Sobieski 8-3. Now, game finals today over in Lake Henry. St. Wendell defeated Painesville this afternoon 8-6. And it was Lake Henry over the Cold Spring Rockies 8-6. And in St. Martin, the Cold Spring Springers defeat Starbuck 9-4 today, and it was St. Martin over Sobieski 7-6. So that was a look at the Stearns County Classic played in St. Martin and Lake Henry this weekend. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Sauk Valley League, the Central Valley League. We'll do those scores and highlights right after these messages.
For over 30 years, Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have high-quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service in Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to area teams this amateur baseball season.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections, we truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1993 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech Windows and Doors for your building or remodeling. Kramer Lumber, Melrose, and Sauk Center. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance.
Paying more for auto insurance doesn't always mean you're getting more. When life happens, that is when you need an agency who knows your name, not just your policy number. Located in Cold Spring, our office will put you first, backed by the number one auto insurance provider in Minnesota. Check out DustinUpgren.com, swing into our office, or give us a call for small town care with big time auto coverage, serving all of Central Minnesota.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com.
All right, welcome back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Sauk Valley League on Friday night. Sauk Rapids Cyclones over at Sartell taking on the Muskies. And the Muskies of Sartell defeat Sauk Rapids 4-2. Adam Winker picks up the win for the Muskies. Relief help by Isaac Shores and Levi Lampert, who gets the save. Winker the win. For the Cyclones, Terrence Moody starts, taking the loss relief by Ben Rothstein in that ball game. Hitting highlights for Sartell, Levi Lampert had two hits in the ball game, and Sauk Rapids, Ethan Swanson with two hits. At Sartell, the Muskies, they defeat the Sauk Rapids Cyclones 4-2 Friday night. On Saturday in the Sauk Valley League, Clearwater was at Sartell taking on the Muskies, and Sartell defeats Clearwater by a score of 9-1. Brett Schlungen on the mound will pick up the win. Grant McAthune in the eighth inning for Sartell. Jake Carper starts, taking the loss, relieved by Stetson Buckman and Preston Schlegel for Clearwater. Some hitting highlights for Sartell. Mateo Segura, his first Muskie at-bat, hits a three-run home run for Sartell. Segura had two hits and five RBIs in the ball game. Jace Otto and Ethan Carlson, each with two hits. Nobody with more than one hit for Clearwater, as Sartell defeats Clearwater on Saturday, 9-1. Then on Sunday in the Sauk Valley League, Monticello was at Sartell taking on the Muskies, and Sartell wins this ball game, 6-1, a complete game victory for John Schumer for Sartell today, giving up just three hits in that ball game. Michael Rebnig will take the loss for Monticello. Hitting highlights for Sartell, Andrew Dieters, Jace Otto, Ethan Carlson, Brett Schlungen, and Jake Grubel, all with two hits today for Sartell. And for Monticello, Braden Hansen had an RBI single. So a final today from Sartell had the Muskies defeating Monticello 6-1. All right, we're going to go over to the Central Valley League and my Chasm game of the week. Last Monday, Memorial Day, I was at Luxembourg, where St. Nick traveled to Luxembourg, taking on the Brewers, and Luxembourg wins this ballgame on Monday 5-2. Five runs, nine hits, three errors for Luxembourg. Two runs, eight hits, one error for St. Nick. J.T. Harn on the mound will get the win for Luxembourg, relieved by Reed Funenstein in the eighth inning. And their catcher was Brady Kenning. For St. Nick, Caden Rausch starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Braun in the seventh, and the catcher, Tanner Rausch. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg, Reed Funenstein, big day, going 4-for-4. Derek Orth had a two-run homer in the sixth inning, and Tyler Stang with a double on Monday. And for St. Nick, Tanner Rausch was 2-for-4 with a double, and Dylan Rausch 2-for-4. A final again on Monday in the Central Valley League. It was Luxembourg 5, St. Nick 2. On Sunday in the Central Valley League, Eden Valley over at St. Nick, taking on the Knicks. This one goes 7 innings, and St. Nicholas defeating Eden Valley 17-7 today. 17 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for the Knicks. 7 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Eden Valley. Andrew Bouch on the mound will pick up the win today for St. Nick, relieved by Connor Lincoln in the 6th inning and the catcher Tanner Roush. For Eden Valley, Connor Holtel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Jackson Geislinger in the 4th, Austin Schlungen in the 6th, and the catcher Matt Unterberger. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Connor Lincoln, 2-for-4, he scored 4 runs. Damian Lincoln was 2-for-4 with a triple and 3 RBIs. Tanner Anderson, 2-for-4 with a double. Alex Barenbacher was 2-for-3 today. Andrew Bouch, along with getting the win today, Bouch went 3-for-4 with a 3-run home run in the 3rd inning and 5 RBIs, and Caden Roush had a double. For Eden Valley, Carson Schmaltz, 2-for-3. Tripp McCann was 2-for-3. Kane Renner, 2-for-4 today. Owen Nystedt, 2-for-4 with a double, and Jackson Geislinger had a double. A final this afternoon from St. Nick in 7 innings, St. Nick 17, Eden Valley 7. And Kimball at Pearl Lake this afternoon, and Kimball defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 22-12 in 7 innings. 22 runs, 15 hits, no errors for Kimball. Pearl Lake, 12 runs, 8 hits, and 3 errors. Matt Dingman on the mound for Kimball today will get the win, relieved by Joe Hess in the 4th. Matt Friesen in the 7th, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. For Pearl Lake, Adam Braun starts, taking the loss, relieved by Austin Lensmeyer in the 1st, Andrew Schmidt in the 3rd, Mitch Winicky in the 4th, and the catchers, Alex Lensmeyer and Adam Braun. Hitting highlights for Kimball today, Cade Marquardt, 3-for-4. Cade had a solo home run in the 3rd, a solo home run in the 6th. Matt Friesen was 5-for-6 today with 2 doubles. Scott Marquardt, a 2-run home run in the 6th inning. And Ben Johnson, 2-for-4 today. Ben had a solo home run in the 4th inning. For Pearl Lake this afternoon, Adam Braun was 2-for-4. Adam had a 3-run homer in the 2nd and a double. Nolan Notch hit a grand slam home run today in the 4th inning. Alex Lensmeyer, a 2-run home run in the 2nd inning, and Austin Lensmeyer was 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Final this afternoon from Pearl Lake in 7 innings, Kimball 22, Pearl Lake 12. All right, we'll take another break here on our Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to go over to the Victory League and find out some scores and highlights from that Victory League after these messages.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
We are Wells, a career worth building is a career at Wells.
Work on projects from across the nation, right here in Minnesota, by taking your career to the next level at Wells. Hey, it's Cassie. Wells just recently acquired Gate Precast and now has over 20 locations throughout the U.S. If you are ready to be part of an industry-leading team, apply today at Wells or online at wellsconcrete.com.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows, available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Oakmont Capital Services, your choice for equipment financing in Albany. With a proven track record since 1998, Oakmont has been a trusted provider of equipment financing and working capital nationwide. Our professionals, based in Minnesota and Pennsylvania, bring a wealth of knowledge and a high-tech, high-touch approach to securing a commercial loan. We implement the latest technology and pair you with a dedicated representative, ensuring you always have one-on-one guidance to our streamlined approach. At Oakmont Capital Services, we take pride in helping small to medium-sized business owners finance new and used commercial equipment across a wide range of industries. We provide fast, easy, flexible, and reliable commercial financing for construction, lawn and tree care, agriculture, healthcare, manufacturing, local hauling, and many other sectors. Our team is passionate about helping fuel business growth for our diverse range of customers and partners. With Oakmont Capital Services in Albany, we're not just a financing option, we're a local partner. We make it possible.
A&W, get ready because the Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger is back for a limited time. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melty American cheese, crispy smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and a crunch of crispy fried onions. Every bite is packed with bold, savory flavors. It's everything you love about a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some. Available at A&W Albany and Richmond.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KAFM. Let's go over to the Victory League and what went down this weekend. On Friday night, it was St. Matthias at Piers taking on the Brewers, and the Piers Brewers defeat St. Matthias in 7 innings, 14-3. 14 runs, 13 hits, and an error for the Piers Brewers. 3 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors for St. Matthias. Pete Schomer on the mound starts, gets the win for the Brewers. Philip Zinda comes in the sixth inning in relief of Schomer. And for St. Matthias, Alex Guggesberg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Hunter Wicklund in the third, Josh Kassan in the sixth. Hitting highlights for the Piers Brewers on Friday night: Philip Zinda was 3-for-3 with a solo home run in the first and a solo home run in the fourth. Preston Veith, 2-for-4 with 6 RBIs. He had a 2-run home run in the first. Derek Damon doubled 2 times. Ryan Stuckmeyer and Gunnar Wicklund each had doubles for the Piers Brewers. For St. Matthias, Josh Kassan, 2-for-4. Bryce Flanagan had a 3-run home run in the third, and Alex Guggesberg had a double. A final on Friday night, the Piers Brewers 14, St. Matthias 3 in 7 innings. Fort Ripley at Avon on Friday night, and Avon defeats Fort Ripley by a score of 7-0. 7 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Avon, no runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors for Fort Ripley. Ilian Mosqueda will start, picking up the win for Avon, relieved by Reese Gregory in the eighth, and the catcher was Carter Holthouse. For Fort Ripley, Adam Jensen starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Gruy in the third, Jaden Totkus in the seventh, and the catcher was Wyatt Gabriel. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night: Jack Tyson, 2-for-3 with a double. Caden Mork and Cole Wellman each had 2 hits, and Jack Tyson also had a double. Caleb Curry with a double. For Fort Ripley, nobody with more than 1 hit, as Avon defeats Fort Ripley on Friday night, 7-0. On Saturday, over in the Victory League, Upsala at Royalton, and Uppsala defeats Royalton by a score of 13-4. 13 runs, 13 hits and an error for Uppsala, 4 runs, 11 hits, 7 errors for Royalton. C.J. Clear starts on the mound, has a complete game victory for Uppsala. Nathan Sick starts, taking the loss for Royalton, relieved by Grayson Suska in the ninth inning. Hitting highlights for Uppsala had Matt Swanson going 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. Jack Primus was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles. Bryce Biniak had 2 hits and a solo home run in the 7th inning. And Jackson Bartkiewicz had a double. For Royalton, Drew Yurchik had 2 hits, one of those being a double. Hunter Young, Nathan Sick, and Ryan Snyder all had 2 hits. A final on Saturday had Uppsala defeating Royalton 13-4. Royalton at Opole on Sunday in the Victory League, and Opole defeats Royalton by a score of 7-5. 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Opole, 5 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Royalton. Isaiah Folsom starts on the mound, relieved by David Heinen in the 5th inning. He gets the win. For Royalton, Tyler Jandro starts, taking the loss, relieved by Marcus Haynes in the 5th inning. Hitting highlights for Opole today: Keaton Gustin, 3-for-4. Alex Lang, 2 hits, one of those hits being a double, and Drew Lang tripled. Mason Patrick had a double. For Royalton, Tyler Jandro, 3-for-4 with a double. Zach Sakala was 3-for-4, and Nathan Sick had a double. A final today from Royalton had Opole defeating Royalton 7-5. Uppsala over in Piers taking on the Bulldogs this afternoon, and Uppsala defeats the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 8-6. 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Uppsala. 6 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for the Piers Bulldogs. Jackson Bartkiewicz starts on the mound for Uppsala today. He'll pick up the win. Matt Swanson comes on in the 5th. He gets the save. And for the Piers Bulldogs, Cody Weiss starts, taking the loss, relieved by Aiden Jansen in the 3rd, Gunnar Gustafson in the 5th, Kyle Hastings in the 6th for the Piers Bulldogs. Some hitting highlights for Uppsala: Brandon Walensky had 2 hits, one of those a 2-run homer in the 3rd inning. Travis Bartel, he had a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning, and Jackson Bartkiewicz with a triple. For the Piers Bulldogs, Teddy Daler had 2 hits, one of those with a solo home run in the 5th inning, and Craig Lupertz had 2 hits, one of those a double. So a final today from Piers had Uppsala defeating the Piers Bulldogs 8-6. Freeport over at Flensburg this afternoon, and Freeport defeats Flensburg in 7 innings, 14-1. 14 runs, 16 hits, 1 error for Freeport, 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors for Flensburg. Andrew Kersman on the mound will go the distance, picking up the win for Freeport this afternoon. For Flensburg, Simon Pansky starts, taking the loss. Eli Epling in the 6th inning for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for Freeport today: Dominic Ritter had 2 hits, one of those a double. Matt Johnson and Brian Benson, they each had 2 hits. And Jaden Norby had a 2-run home run in the 7th inning for the Black Sox. For Flensburg, Juan Melanchino had 2 hits today for Flensburg, as Freeport defeats Flensburg in 7 innings, 14-1. And Nisswa over in Buckman this afternoon. Buckman defeats Nisswa by a score of 12-8. 12 runs, 15 hits and an error for Buckman. 8 runs, 13 hits and an error for Nisswa. Rylan Robinson starts on the mound for Buckman today, relieved by Max Barclay in the 3rd. Matt Tuckus in the 6th inning. He gets the win. And for Nisswa, Nick Ackerman starts, relieved by Ben Dornsfeld in the 7th. He'll get the loss, and Spencer Flatten in the 8th inning. Hitting highlights today for Buckman: Matt Tuckus, 3-for-5. Tuckus also hit a solo home run in the 5th inning to tie the game, and a 2-run homer in the 7th inning to give Buckman the lead. Matt Cummett was 3-for-5. Andrew Ruckert, 2 hits today, one of those a double, and a 2-run homer in the 5th. And Lane Gertz had 2 doubles for the Buckman squad. And for Nisswa today, Nate DeShane was 4-for-5 with 5 RBIs. He had a 2-run homer in the third and a 2-run homer in the sixth. Spencer Flatten, Matt Kasperson, and Nick Kataska each had 2 hits with a double today for Nisswa, as Buckman defeats Nisswa 8-12 this afternoon. All right, that's a look at Victory League scores and highlights. We'll take another break and come back with Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
Need the ground cleared, prepped, or leveled? Call your local pros at BNS Excavating right here in Belgrade, Minnesota. From driveways and basements to septic systems and site prep, we've got the equipment and experience to get the job done right. Locally owned, hardworking, and proud to serve Central Minnesota, BNS Excavating is the name folks trust when it's time to move some serious dirt. Call for a free estimate today at 320-354-2550 for BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Minnesota.
If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Farmers, you have spoken and Penta has listened. Penta has launched their new 40 Series TMR feed mixers, and they are built to boost the efficiency of your operation. New upgrades include all stainless steel discharge conveyors, upgraded axles, and 10-bolt hubs to withstand the terrain and weight of feed going in, patent-pending tub design, and overlapping augers to get the uniform mix you are looking for. Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is your local dealer. Contact Dan or Randy at Dairyland Supply for more information. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Secure your AC in Avon?
Keep your cabin cooking in Cold Spring?
Monitor your man cave in Marty?
If you can't be in two places at once, you better get Gilk. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk.
With Gilk Services of Richmond, when you invest in our Kohler generator, you can relax knowing if there is a power outage, you have instant power in your home or cabin at the touch of a finger.
To learn more, call us today or visit us at gilkplumbing.com. A Ream Pro Partner.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's famous popcorn and have him set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Mallory, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
And back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Friday night, it was New Munich at Farming taking on the Flames. Farming defeats New Munich by a score of 10-8. 10 runs, 8 hits, and 4 errors for Farming. 8 runs, 12 hits, and 3 errors for New Munich. Robert Schleper on the mound for Farming, relieved by Braden Eink in the 6th. He'll get the win. Will Mergen in the 9th gets the save, and the catcher was Josh Becker. For New Munich, Will Funk starts, relieved by Caden Sand in the 8th. He'll take the loss. Ty Reller in the 8th, and the catcher Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Farming on Friday night, Ethan Navertil. two for five. Robert Schlepper, two for three. Owen Sunderman, two for four. And Bennett Hilla had a double. For New Munich, Carter Beer was three for five. Caden Sand, two for six. Ty Reller, two for three with a double. Logan Funk had a double on Friday night as Farming defeats New Munich by a score of 10-8. On Friday night, we were over in St. Martin for the first game of that Stearns County Classic. Lake Henry traveling to St. Martin, taking on St. Martin. And this game was a regular league game, and it was St. Martin defeating Lake Henry by a score of 4-0. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Martins. No runs, three hits, three errors for Lake Henry. Brian Schlungen on the mound for St. Martin will go the distance, picking up the win. He struck out 12. His catcher, Kurt Schlungen. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tori Ohmscheid in the eighth, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin on Friday night. They were able to score four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to win this ball game. Zach Moritz, one for three, had an RBI in that eighth inning. For Lake Henry, Shane Campson, one for three, and a walk. So final on Friday night, St. Martin, four. Lake Henry, nothing. On Saturday in the Stearns County League, Meyer Grove traveling over to Greenwald, taking on the Cubs, and Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove by a score of 7-1. Seven runs, 10 hits, no errors for Greenwald. One run, five hits, three errors for Meyer Grove. Brett Engelmeyer on the mound will pick up the win for Greenwald, relieved by Ethan Edel in the seventh, Max Waylogi in the ninth, and the catcher was Isaac Rosenberger. For Meyer Grove, Tyler Hoffman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Tyler Lycum in the fifth, Isaac Weekman in the eighth, and the catcher, Josh Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for Greenwald, Sam Freeler, two for three. Braden Dobmeier had a double. Grant Musho had a double. Gabe Schweeters, two for three with a double, and Keegan Stebe was two for four. For Meyer Grove on Saturday, Isaac Weekman had a double. A final again from Greenwald. Greenwald 7, Meyer Grove 1. Roscoe at Farming on Saturday night, and Farming defeats Roscoe by a score of 9-3. Nine runs, 16 hits, and an error for Farming. Three runs, seven hits, no errors for Roscoe. Tyler Schrader on the mound will pick up the win for Farming, relieved by Ethan Navratil in the seventh. He gets the save, and the catcher, Josh Becker. For Roscoe, Josh McAdam starts, taking the loss, relieved by Russell Leindecker in the seventh, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday night. Robert Schlepper, 5 for 5. He had a three-run home run in the third inning. Ethan Navratil, 3 for 4 with a double and a solo home run in the fifth inning. And Tyler Schrader was 3 for 4. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek, 2 for 4. Braden had two home runs, a two-run homer in the first and a solo home run in the eighth. Braden Pung, 2 for 3, and Bryce Vanderbeek had a double. A final on Saturday from Farming, Farming 9, Roscoe 3. On Sunday in the Stearns County League, Spring Hill traveling to Meyer Grove. And Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove today in 7 innings, 15-0. 15 runs, 17 hits, no errors for the Chargers. No runs, 3 hits, 6 errors for Meyer Grove. Anthony Reberman starts on the mound today for Spring Hill, picking up the win, relieved by Rowan Nelson in the seventh, and the catcher, Daniel Spanier. For Meyer Grove, Jordan Klopach starts, taking the loss, relieved by Joe Schwinghammer in the fourth, Carson Tyler in the sixth, Riley Elfering in the seventh, and the catcher was Josh Ohmscheid. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Dylan Gertgen, 3 for 5 with a triple. Owen Meyer, 3 for 3. He had two doubles today, and Luke Damer was 3 for 3. For Meyer Grove, Ryan Ohmscheid, 2 for 2 this afternoon as Spring Hill defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 15-0. Roscoe over in Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Roscoe by a score of 3-1. Three runs, six hits, one error for Richmond. One run, three hits, two errors for Roscoe. Luke Jokala starts on the mound for the Royals today, picking up the win, relieved by Jack Bose in the sixth, Dalton Thielen in the seventh, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. For Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Brock Rotstein, 2 for 4 with a double. Isaac Holthaus with a double. Cole Schmitz had a double. And Tyler Prom with a double. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek had a double. Final today from Richmond, it was Richmond 3 and Roscoe 1. And New Munich playing host to El Rosa this afternoon. New Munich defeats El Rosa by a score of 3-0. 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for New Munich. No runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for El Rosa. Ty Reller on the mound today goes the distance for the Silver Streaks as he strikes out 10, picks up the win, his catcher Logan Funk. For El Rosa, Will Van Beck starts, taking the loss, relieved by Ashton Dingman in the 7th, and their catcher Blaine Fisher. Hitting highlights for New Munich this afternoon, Will Funk had a solo home run in the 1st inning, Brandon Holm with a double, Logan Funk with a double, and Zach Beer 1-for-1. For El Rosa, Derek Wiener, 2-for-4 today, and Peyton Winter was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from New Munich, New Munich 3 and El Rosa nothing. That'll do it for your scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll name our Chasm Game of the Week site and look at some schedules for the upcoming week after these messages.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Dale at Luxembourg Feed Service wants to invite you to stop in and say hi and check out the new store and new products. Thanks for your business from Dale at Luxembourg Feed, 21967 State Highway 15, St. Augusta. Summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and Fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in the spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and the bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at painesvillecoop.com. And hey, good luck to all our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Good luck to all our area amateur baseball teams from your local family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. America's favorite pastime is certainly a favorite of ours, too. Whether you're fueling up your vehicle or your team, we've got you covered with gas, groceries, snacks, liquor, and more at Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. Stop in today. Check out our full selection of wine, beer, and spirits. Good luck and play ball.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon, and the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Woodshop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Woodshop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here.
One other score and highlight I want to bring to you yet tonight. Watkins was at Luxembourg today, and Watkins defeats Luxembourg by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. 3 runs, 6 hits, 7 errors for Luxembourg today. On the mound for Watkins this afternoon, Carson Geislinger starts the ball game, picking up the win. Lane Harf relieves him in the sixth inning, and the catcher Lincoln Hogan and Max Geislinger. For Luxembourg today, Tyler Stang starts on the mound, takes the loss, relieved by J.T. Harn in the seventh inning for Luxembourg, and their catcher was Max Kipmeyer. Some hitting highlights today for Watkins. Brendan Ashton, 2-for-4 today for the Clippers, and for Luxembourg this afternoon, Max Kipmeyer, 2-for-4. Reed Funnenstein had a double for Luxembourg as Watkins defeats Luxembourg today, 6-3. All right, let's take a look at next week. First of all, where are we going for Chasm Game of the Week? Friday night, I'm going to head up to El Rosa, where El Rosa plays host to St. Martin Friday night. This will be a good matchup of the Stearns County North and Stearns County South teams. So Friday night, 7:30 here on KASM Radio. It'll be St. Martin at El Rosa, our next Chasm Game of the Week. What's coming up over in the County Line League? Looks like middle of the week here. Paynesville will host El Rosa at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And then Paynesville's going to go to Atwater at 7:30 on Friday night. That's the Pirates. The Regal Eagles on Thursday will be at Raymond at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday they have Starbuck at home at 7:30 over in the Central Valley League. The Luxembourg Brewers, they're in action on Saturday. They have a 1 o'clock game against the Cold Spring Rockies. That'll be at home at Luxembourg. And then on Sunday, Luxembourg will be at home against Eden Valley. That's at 2 o'clock. The Cold Spring Rockies, they'll be at Luxembourg again on Saturday at 1 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday, it'll be St. Nick at the Cold Spring Rockies. Next Saturday, Pearl Lake will be at Kimball. That is scheduled for next week at Kimball, Saturday afternoon. And on Sunday, Pearl Lake will be at St. Augusta. St. Nick, I mentioned, they're going to be at Cold Spring next Sunday, the 8th, at 2 o'clock. The Knicks will be at Watkins on Friday night at 7:30. Eden Valley Hawks, they're in action next weekend. Got an exhibition game with Roscoe on Friday night at 7:30 at Eden Valley. And then on Sunday, Eden Valley is scheduled to be at Luxembourg. Stearns County League coming up this week on Friday night. Again, the Chasm Game of the Week. That is at 7:30, St. Martin at El Rosa. Then on Sunday in the Stearns County League, Farming at Meyer Grove, Richmond at Spring Hill. That'll be a good ball game to attend, as well New Minnick at Roscoe on Sunday, June the 8th, and Lake Henry at Greenwald on Sunday, June the 8th. That's a look at some schedules that I have for you this evening on the Dick Putt Show. I want to thank you for joining us here again tonight, and a reminder again, the Chasm Game of the Week next Friday evening, 7:30, St. Martin at El Rosa. Our games are archived on our webpage, mychasm.com. Kirby will upload those tomorrow for you, so you can actually catch the Dick Putt Show podcast if you want to call it that. Next, probably in the next day or so, we'll have that uploaded for you at mychasm.com. That'll do it for now. We're going to send Joyce home here for KASM. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show.